Okay.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. It has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, eats out your eyes. It's all crap. You know? See, you got a tear for greatness these days to get people. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit.
What's up?
What is entertained? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
There's a volume on the player on the bottom. Is it on?
Shit!
Y'all see what I'm tapping?
Shut up!
Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up! Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue. I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they.
All right, you're listening to the Conti Listen Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. You can check us out on the internet. We have a bunch of stuff going on, a bunch of videos, some new stuff that Joe's been putting up since he's been on hiatus a little bit. And just to let you folks know, tonight I am manning the con. I am in the driver's seat. Literally, it's like trying to fly the fucking Millennium Falcon. I've got three computers in front of me, a board. I have no idea. 11 years we've been doing this shit, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. See, now I gotta see, I didn't even fade that out. I just shut it off.
You are in the captain's chair.
Yes, I am. And we are joined tonight by my good pal, Johnny O, is in studio.
Joe, Kenny looks like a one-armed paper hanger right now. It's really sad.
And, of course, my good pal, Joe Conti, is resting in his compound, getting better and hanging out. So if you guys want to Skype in, don't. All right? I'm not sure how to fucking do this shit. So Joe's going to be on Skype the whole night. If you want to call in, just call my fucking cell phone, and I'll put you on speaker. Because if you want, I can try it. If you want it, I think I can double call with the Skype. So if you want to Skype, it's NPN Studios, and try to call in and we'll talk to Joe and see what's going on with the whole thing. But Johnny O's here, and we're doing the show. We've been off for a couple of weeks because Joe had some stuff, and now we're back, and we said, you know what, fuck it, let's do the show. And I'm sitting here and literally, and I'm like fucking Chewbacca here trying to fly this bullshit. But anyway, just keep reminding me how it sounds, and we'll figure the whole rest of the show up. But Mr. Conti, how you doing, pal?
I am doing okay, man. Coming along. It's been a fucked up couple of weeks. I tell you, it's been.
I just saw Joe yesterday at a party, and he looked good, but he had a little portable tank with him, and he had the thing in his nose, and.
Like I was a mobster getting finally caught when I'm 80 in court.
No, trying to get out of court. Yeah.
Yeah, what you should do is take it out of your nose and wrap it around your neck from making me do this bullshit.
I've been wanting to do that for 2 weeks now.
Someone in the chat room just put their guest name as Legionnaires Con.
Yeah, that's me. It just didn't fit.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, Conti didn't fit, I guess.
It's funny, too. We'll get into it, but every time I think of Legionnaires, it reminds me of the Laurel and Hardy movie, Flying
That's right.
Deuces.
Yeah.
You know, where they were with the Legionnaires.
The Foreign Legion, yes.
Yeah, the Foreign Legion. And they got the square brim hats with the top and then the two flaps in the back.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, the Flying Deuces.
We were saying, how much does Chips want to, like, bid on that equipment when Joe's done with it? Just to use in his act?
Speaking of Chip, I'll play it, but it was one of the things I marked down to go over. Chips left me a message, but it wasn't for, he didn't know who he was calling. And he's just a senile old duck.
Yeah.
And it's great. And I'll play it later on in the show.
He called, he left a message. I wish I had it, you could do my phone. I made the mistake of telling him, I'm doing bananas this weekend, and I said, I think they like Roz. That's all I said. Just, you know, making conversations. And then he's got in his head now. Yeah, they book you, but it's because they like your wife. So he calls up today and he goes, hello, John, this is Bananas. We'll see you this weekend. Make sure you bring Roz.
Oh, really?
Jesus.
This week, what dates are those?
What is it? The second it? And first and second.
First and second. Okay.
They want to know if you can... turn it up a little bit.
Which is
the right side of the board is a giant volume thing. You want to maybe just push that up a little bit.
Okay, how about that? Jack, yeah, right where it says headphones, PC, kind of a thing. There it is.
Yeah, a little higher up. Just
yep.
Maybe just drop it up. Yeah. See if they like that.
How's that sound?
All right.
I told everybody. I put in the chat room, like, just let me know how this fucking thing sounds, because literally, I'm about to go into hyperspace.
and can I just... What? Can I just,
stop.
What? No, I'm just...
You're going to freak me out. I wanted
to scare Kenny.
I'm going to start hitting buttons and shit. I don't even know what I'm doing. But Mr. Conti there, pal, it's good to hear from you, man. It was I see Conti, you know, a couple of times a week, and we text mostly. We talk on the phone, too, and, you know, we're it's magical, you know, between me and him. And
it's more like a street trick.
I got But it was strange because last Monday we didn't do a show.
So was that the first time in how long?
No, we've missed a couple of shows, yeah. But here's the fucking problem, is Saturday we're supposed to do the Boston show and stuff.
Right. You missed that too?
He's not feeling well, yeah. So I said, okay, no problem. And I go, all right. So Monday comes, and he goes, I'm still not feeling good. And I'm like, all right, yeah, no sweat, brother. Don't even worry about it. We'll, you know, play replay or something. And then Tuesday night, I go on Facebook, because I hadn't been on Facebook. I go on Facebook, and I see his fucking wife post something that says, I just want my husband home. So I call this asshole. He doesn't answer his phone, okay? So I immediately call his wife at like 10 o'clock at night, and I go, what the fuck's the matter with Joe? Oh, he's been in a hospital since Saturday.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, you can't fucking tell me
that. Joe didn't tell you that.
He didn't say shit. He didn't say a fucking word. So I'm like, well, understandably, I got you. I totally understood it. But I was like, you know, if someone, you know, say he broke his leg, you know, you fell down the steps or something like that. You broke a leg. You're like, hey, I can't do the show. I broke my leg. Not, right. I can't do the show. I have, my lungs are shutting down, and I have some medieval fucking virus.
Yeah, I got the lungs of a World War II vet.
Yeah, you got trench lung. you have the lungs of the Germans invading Russia.
I fell asleep in a hot tub from the Morton Downey estate. It hasn't been used in 20 years. What happened yesterday at the party? I was please apologize to Bev. I was just joking around, and I called her the Black Widow. She wasn't laughing.
Yeah, Johnny Ola, just before we were outside when he first walked up, he goes, yeah, 2 months ago you were dancing, now you're in the hospital. You're a Black Widow. That was funny. This afternoon when we were all checking, getting together and making sure we were going to do the show tonight, I talked to Johnny O, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to stop at the liquor store. I'm going to grab a spritzer for myself. And I go, you want anything? And I was like, I'll grab some beer. And he goes, just get me something domestic.
Like, I didn't want him to go crazy.
Yeah. He didn't want some French wheat peeled fucking IPA or something. Just get me something domestic. So I got a six or a bud, and then we're hanging out because I figured it would grease the wheels for us a little
bit. You
know,
one of the times I came here, remember you had that root beer? And it was
root
beer?
Yeah.
It came in a box. I had like a sample somebody had brought to the house, and I swear to God, somebody else did the same thing. They thought it was root beer.
It's dangerous.
And it tastes just like root beer, but the thing is, it'll give you diabetes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's 100%.
Strong. Yeah, yeah.
You know what they're doing now is now
it would be good to have with a hangover rather than to get a hangover.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah, it'd be a nice fix in the morning.
Right, right.
They're doing everything. They're doing it's not your father's ginger ale.
Right.
It's not your father's cherry coke.
Yeah, yeah.
They figured it out. They broke the code. So now they're gonna dump 11.9% alcohol in every fucking, you know, it's not your dad's Yoo-hoo.
This ain't your dad's codeine.
But it was good. But it's good. It's good. We so JoJo, bring us back to let everyone know, because we had to do the show today because you know, people are friends with you on Facebook, but people that are downloading the show or listening overseas or in Boston, they're wondering what was going on. So, I mean, you can tell what you want. You don't have to go too crazy about it.
I can give you the interesting story. It all started last Wednesday. And you guys, everybody knows, my mom is going through some stuff, and I've kind of been the caretaker for her. And for the last basically month and a half, I've been driving. All right, you can go now. My wife can get out of the fucking room. She's annoying me.
Oh, come on. I want to play the violin for you.
Yeah, she's playing the little violin for me. Yeah. Go make my supper.
Yeah. Hey, stir the sauce.
It's gravy.
So last Wednesday, leading up to last Wednesday.
Tell her to shut up and smack her. Hey, winner, winner, it's gravy. Tell her to stop chiming in.
So I'm not going to sit there and say it's been a rough time, but it's, you know, it kind of, it was getting to a point, you know, where it seemed like every day I was bringing her somewhere and doctors and blah, blah, blah. So last Wednesday, I had to bring her to the Sloan Kettering in New York City for a quick little, very simple little procedure, like a half hour procedure. And so we got there at like 9:30 in the morning for this thing that's supposed to be an hour. Maybe she's got to sit around for an hour and we're out of there. We end up in this friggin' urgent care section of this hospital until 8:30 at night.
God.
It just dragged on and on.
You were miserable. I remember talking to you then.
It was awful. And you know what? It was, my mother was miserable, and I don't blame her. She was a pain in the ass. And at like 5 o'clock, I started to get really chilly. And I'm like asking for blankets, and I'm getting very cold. We finally get out of there. And by the time I get home, I'm like feeling like shit. And I thought, I caught the fucking flu. So that was Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday, I was like, you know, you feel like shit. And there's like a couple of moments during the day where I feel good. And then the rest of the day, you feel like shit. And finally, Saturday morning. And the ironic thing about this is that during that day on Wednesday when I was at the hospital, I was calling my sister and I was telling her, I said, look, I need a break from hospitals, doctors, and your mother. Okay? I needed a fucking break from it. And she was like, no problem. I will definitely, because now all the places my mother's going to go is going to be in Jersey. So my sister will be able to take her and all that. So Saturday morning I had it, and Beverly was like, look, we got to go, and we're going to go to one of those IMCC places. And
what are you doing?
That's where you get the cortisone shots for your uncircumcised penis after the hooker, right?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know what cortisone would do, but
my wife wants to be a producer. She's doing sound effects now.
That's great.
That's funny.
She's playing these dramatic music.
It's more than Kenny's going to do with this. It's more than Kenny will do with this switchboard.
There's no fucking possible. No, I have it on my computer, so I have to. I have to know how to pop me up. Real quick, Joe. If I wanted to pop me up, what do you do?
You're already potted up. The PC button is on.
Oh, the P. Okay. All right. So all right. Let me not look at anything.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. They're saying the audio is good. So all right. Yeah. So. You're not feeling good Saturday, really? So Bev is like, what is she playing?
She's fucking breaking my balls. She's got the fucking music playing in the background. I told her all right already. Now she's mad at me.
Put her on a microphone. Do you got what are you using for a microphone?
I got like one of those mics that you have.
Oh, the Yeti, the Blue Yeti?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. So put her on there. Turn the gain up and tell her to sit down there. Grab a couple of cats and some spritzers and fucking join the show.
She's already stormed out. She's already mad. Fuck. So
yeah. So Saturday, she's
so Saturday,
like, "Let's go."
We go to one of those urgent cares, and they were like, "Yeah, you don't have the flu. You have pneumonia." So they instantly call an ambulance, and they're hydrating me, and by the time I get to the hospital, I actually felt so much better because I was completely and utterly dehydrated. And
that's weird for you because you chug water like an animal.
They put you on an IV.
Yeah, they put me on IV because I could hardly eat for like 3 days. That was another thing too.
Okay.
I had like no appetite. I was trying to keep drink and all that, and I woke up on Thursday morning in a pool of my own sweat. And like 2:30 in the morning, I would wake up completely and utterly shuddering and freezing and breathing like I just ran a marathon. So Saturday morning we go. Now we get to the hospital and they're checking me out. And they're like, yeah, you got pneumonia, but you got Legionnaire's fucking disease.
Wow.
I'm like, how the fuck did I get that? And they can't figure out how the fuck I got it.
Because the incubation period for that is much more than, if you were like going to Sloan Kettering with your mom and stuff, it's not immediate. It's not a day. It takes a while.
It could take 2 to 10 days for it to start to take effect.
You might have caught it from me the last time we did the Boston show. You know, because we made out a little bit. We spooned and hugged. So it might have been from me.
No, but you were at other hospitals, Joe, right? So that's you think it was. You got to look back. It was probably one of the first places you went with your mom, right?
Might have been.
What?
Go in the chat room. Go in the chat room and see what Mr. Nelson just put up.
He's got me in a French Legion uniform.
Yeah, he's got you in a Flying Deuces hat, and I'm behind you.
Taken care of by Dr. Fucking
with the glove.
Poking you in a pooper.
Look at my face.
That's a perfect picture.
It's fucking good. Mr. Nelson is brilliant. Brilliant. So now they tell you, at first it's like diagnosed like ammonia, big pneumonia. And
that's literally what they're telling me. And it was just I was living a Ted Daniels bit because it was just you have, big, basically they're telling me you have big pneumonia. You have a real heavy duty amount of pneumonia. And then they tell me, oh, yeah, you have Legionnaires, which is causing the pneumonia, because until they figured out it was Legionnaires, they started saying stuff like congestive heart failure. And it was fucking freaking me out.
Yeah.
Because they were like figuring, why are your lungs so weak? And they thought maybe it was my heart. But once they figured out that it was Legionnaires, and then they did some checking on my heart, and my heart was good.
Okay.
But it just, it was like, now it's like 2 or 3 days.
You always had a good heart, pal.
Yeah. So I got a few, few days, and... Now, they're trying to get me better, and they're trying to build up my oxygen levels, and everything's kind of good. But now, I'm waiting to get the fuck out of there, and then I hear on Wednesday I'm gonna get out of it. But here's the thing: the first 3 days I was there, I was on the sixth floor, and I didn't have a roommate or anything. It was just one room all by myself. And then the next room from me is a woman who has this death rattle of a cough.
Ugh.
And it was so uncomfortable because I'm like, this, I mean, I couldn't even tell it was a woman, right? You just heard like, and you're like, oh, you just felt so bad for this person. Then I found out she was a 100-year-old woman who just had a bad cough. She wasn't dying or anything like that, but for 3 days.
That's
dude.
What Doc Holliday said.
For three fucking days, this is all I heard.
Yeah, she has Jim Henson disease.
So by the third day, you're like, get in the coffin.
I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to this woman cough, and then this is what I hear every night for like 4 hours straight. Nurse!
She doesn't know how to turn the button, right?
This is in the same room by a
room over me. And then she kept me for Bobby, nurse. And then she's screaming for Cindy. And I'm like, she's living some fucking Brady Bunch fucking episode.
Bobby and
Alice!
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's riding on a jackass down the fucking
AIDS!
The bottom of the...
That's Brady Bunch, too.
It was fucking...
The father?
He died of AIDS, the father of the Brady Bunch, It's fun, you know, like, one of the things when, you know, I've had a lot of family and friends and stuff that have been in a hospital, and whenever you go hang out with them, the best part is when you know your pal or your mom or your somebody, everyone's okay, then what you do is you soak it all in. You soak the atmosphere in. When my grandmother was dying... of breast cancer, I'm sitting there and I'm hanging out with her and I'm holding her hand and stuff and just kind of talking to her. And this old black dude, he looked like Red Fox. And he goes, he starts freaking out in the bed. He goes, get me, that's my wife. That's my wife right there. She's right there. And it's literally, they're separated by a curtain.
Right.
My grandmother, old Italian grandmother, is sitting there going, that's San Giacomo Sora. Get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. But she can't leave. So he goes, get my wife. That's my wife. And they're like, where's your wife? He's like, she's right there in a red dress. Outside the door, there was a red fire extinguisher on the wall.
Oh, God.
And he kept screaming for his wife in a red dress. She's there in a red dress. So, you know, when everything's, you know, everyone's okay, you know, everything's all right, you just soak that shit in because there's some shit. I've dated three. I've dated three nurses in my life for a pretty extended period of time, three of them. And there's one thing that you can't do is lie to a nurse. You can't get away with it.
Right,
they
right.
don't take shit from nothing. Yeah, you fucking can't lie to them. You can't say, because they fucking pull it right apart. Because everybody lies to a nurse. They're like, you've been drinking? No. You know, have you had diarrhea? No. And like, yeah, you know, you're in a bedpan and you soiled your tuxedo. You've had diarrhea, but you can't lie to them. And then you just sit there and you're like, oh, fucking, this place is a fucking insane asylum.
Yeah, it's I found the most ironic thing was that Wednesday, me just saying I needed, like, I was just, and you remember the Monday before how this was the Monday, the last show we did was the Monday before, 2 days before I got sick.
Yeah.
And you remember how we were talking about how I've been kind of out of my mind and I fuck a couple
angry.
Times I wanted to rip somebody out of their fucking
you
had,
you
car.
Were on a streak. There was something wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Fucking, I didn't even realize that till now. You're right. You were on an angry streak. There was something that was bothering you.
I was literally stressed out. And so then I just find it ironic that on Wednesday, while I'm in the hospital with my mother, I'm calling my sister saying, look, I need to take a break from this. I need a break from doctors, hospitals. And then what happens 3 days later, I end up in a fucking hospital for six fucking days.
Right. So you were there 6 days, Joe. Wow.
I was there fucking... I got there Saturday, and I left on Thursday night. And it was just... And I will say something. There's something going on because all of this shit that's happening right now to me... It's all coming together beautifully. And I it's weird to say this, but the fact that, you know, I ended up in the hospital for 6 days, and the fact that I have in the last, it's been about a week, I have dropped, I'm basically I have dropped about 12 pounds in the last week and a half to 2 weeks. And the weight is coming off me like crazy. And I think part of it is that they think that I have...
What are you, Kenny's got a sick look on his face.
Yeah, what are you, Freddie Mercury?
That's what I was going to say.
Settle down.
That's what Rock Hudson said.
Yeah.
I can eat cheesecake and I still lose. It's crazy.
Yeah. What's that, North Dallas Entrepreneurs Club or whatever?
Yeah, North Dallas Buyers Club.
North Jersey Sellers Club.
His brother is the... West Texas Investors Club. And Joe's got the North Dallas Buyers Club.
Hey, remember Liberace? He said it was the watermelon diet. It was like, yeah, what are you talking about? He's 112 pounds, and it was the watermelon diet.
Yeah. So the thing is,
they
think that I have a bout of sleep apnea. They think that I have I don't have sleep apnea where I stop breathing at night, but they seem to think that I might have a bit of sleep apnea, which is, they think, is one of the reasons why I've been storing water in my calves. And in the last week, the amount of water that has dissipated out of my calves has been amazing. And they seem to, it might be the fact that I'm getting all of this oxygen.
Oxygen, yes.
I'm on
yes.
oxygen right now.
Joe, let me ask you something. When they said sleep apnea, do you snore? Does Bev
I
ever
snore
been
sometimes?
But
sometimes
not bad, right? Bev's been able to sleep through it.
Sometimes. Sometimes it, you know, she'll wake me up and then I roll over and then I'm good.
I'll tell you honestly, I have severe sleep apnea.
Do you have the box?
No, my brother does. Saved his life. My brother has the.
But if you have severe,
CPAP
you should be
machine.
Using it. Yeah, I have a CPAP.
Yeah,
but I don't use it because I have a slight case and it was driving me nuts because it would blow in my eyes when it got loose.
Yeah.
And now you're supposed to use the one in your. They said if you get one that goes up your nose, but I had the one that was in your.
Yeah.
Your,
I
like
have.
It was a mask.
Before I was supposed to go to the Marines when I was 17, I went and got a whole workup. I have severe, not severe, but I have enlarged adenoids in your nasal cavity. And also,
that's a breath mint.
Yeah, adenoids. And large tonsils. So I do have apnea. I'm a couple of pounds overweight, but nothing, you know, morbid or anything like, you know. But my brother, in his work, he does the fiber optic cables and stuff. In his truck, they have a camera, and when you drive erratically, the camera automatically turns on.
Right.
They sat him down and go, listen, come here. And my brother, you've seen my brother, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, my baby brother.
Big dude.
Yeah. And they sat him down. They go, look at this video. 14 seconds. He was doing over 40 miles an hour.
He was asleep.
Asleep for 14 seconds.
Wow.
So he went and did a sleep study. And they're like, listen, off of work. You're done working. Go get a sleep study. When they did the oxygen test, the biggest thing with apnea or that kind of stuff, you have to your body has to turn the oxygen that you breathe in. Like right now, it's an auto. It's thing. We breathe it in. We're fine. When you're sleeping, your everything shuts off, and it's just reflex.
Yeah,
right.
I went through the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened was they said that the amount of oxygen that was going into his blood was that of a 90-year-old on a respirator,
right.
Like a do not resuscitate kind of a thing. That's how much the lack of oxygen that he was getting because of his apnea. And he wears the mask all the time. His face changed, his color changed, it changed his life. Literally changed his life. So basically I'm saying is I'm probably going to die because I'm not wearing shit on my face.
Well, let me just say this. I had to go get the what do you call it when you get the your I don't want to be gross.
No.
What's it called when you your prostate exam?
Yeah.
They knock you out for that. Yeah, the colonoscopy. They knock you out for that.
And I stay awake. That's party time.
Kenny asked if they took pictures.
Yeah, I look forward to that. That's like Cinco de Mayo.
But they knocked me out. And then when I came to, they said, we won't ever do that again unless we have, you have to be on a, they told me that I had to be on a, you know.
A respirator.
The CPAC thing. They're saying, you have sleep apnea. And it ended up, I was in such a deep sleep that I had a bad sleep and that they caught me. Plus, I was tired.
Yeah.
And they said that's got a lot to do with it because when I got tested, they said I have a very mild case. But Roz was like, oh, you got to do this and everything. So I ended up getting the box and everything. But now they have a new one where it's like it goes right up your nose and you sleep like a baby. But when I did it, it was a mask. So it would get loose in your sleep, and it's like an air is blowing into your eyes. So I would wake up like in a windstorm.
Yeah, you're basically.
I'd be having a dream about being nailed to a mast of a ship or something. Yeah. You know, and I was like.
Yeah, you're like a goose trying to punch out, you know, in fucking Top Gun.
Yeah.
I know, because I told my brother had it. I was like, let me try it, because I know I need it, 100%.
Did he have the mask
He has the mask, right. Yeah. He has the whole mask. And, like I said, it changed his life, but I put it on, and one, it smelled like his breath, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, you gotta clean this thing, dude, once in a while. And, but I put it on, and I'm like, I can't sleep with clothes
exactly.
on. I sleep naked.
Exactly. That's why I said I sleep better without, and the truth is, I haven't had any real bad effects. The whole thing was, it was just a bad patch when they tested me, you know?
Yeah. The one thing I have mouthpieces. That I use. And what you do is you extend your bottom jaw. If you sit there, anyone can do this right now. If you impersonate someone snoring, like.
Yeah.
What you do is push your bottom jaw out. And you can't do the impersonation. So it's a. And then you push your jaw out on the bottom and you can't do it.
Yeah.
So what I do is I have a mouthpiece that puts my jaw
out
a little bit.
That's what I heard is good.
So you do
use something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's fucking, you know, I can tell how much I've drank, how far the mouthpiece is away from me in the morning. Yeah. It's on the floor or it's behind the bed. It all depends on when I spit it out. But it's actually, anyone out there, it really is important.
When it was in the cat's ass, that's when you knew you.
Yeah. The sitting at a little paws are playing at it.
So, Joe, you have sleep apnea. Did they diagnose you or no?
No, they said they want to do, after I'm all healed up, they want to. Do some testing, but they did tell me. They said, "Look, they said, with the route that you're going, with the weight that you're losing, maybe by the time you know we do the testing, you may not even have any apnea." But one thing I have noticed with you know the oxygen that I've been having, I've been sleeping well. Like ever since I've been home, sleeping all through the night, and then usually I'm like napping all out through the day, falling asleep and shit. It's like, even though I've been home, I fell asleep for about 20 minutes today. That was it. I've been up all day. So I think that there's something going on that maybe this, you know, this pneumonia and all that is going to actually help me with healing and getting better with my oxygen levels that, you know, it's probably going to help with my sleep apnea and continue with my weight loss because, I'm very happy the fact that I'm as light as I've been. I haven't been this light since 2011, so it's been 5 years.
Last show we did, I told you, I'm like, you're losing weight, dude. I said, you know, when you were mad and all that, you know, and I'm like, dude, I can see that coming off you. And, you know what it is? The best thing that ever happened is that they opened up, they lifted the hood on you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They gave you a whole once over. And did everything, not just before with your other stuff, you know, the little things. Now it was like, all right, this guy is admitted into the hospital. Now we got to go from the rooter to the tutor. We got to check everything. So you got your heart checked. You got everything checked. And now you know exactly what's going on. And from there, even though you went through some shit, but you got to feel good because you're like, all right. Now I know what's going on. I got an idea what's going on.
Yeah, and it's really kind of got me going in the right direction to where. And you know what? It comes to this. I fucking couldn't. It was such a nightmare being in that hospital. And just because being there in my head, I'm like, I want to be as healthy as possible because I never want to be in a fucking hospital.
Exactly.
Again.
That's what, you know, old people are like that. But what bothers me is when you first told the story to me, I'm thinking, that's why old people, there's common sense among the old when they go, don't go to the hospital, you'll get sick. That's where sick people are, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the old people, you know, don't drink water, that's where fish fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So Joe said, you know, he goes, but Joe goes, you know, I went to the hospital, I'll take my mom for days and days. I'm thinking, those damn hospitals. You know?
Yeah. But it absolutely happened, you know, 10 days before then, you know? Whether it was me and him making out after a Boston show or something, who knows where he got it from?
Not sure who you're talking about.
You know what's really sad? He's doing all these sound effects because he doesn't know how to work the board, Joe.
I can't do that.
Like Joe would have all these things going on right now, and Kenny's just sitting there going. he's got a bell ringer in between his legs.
I got nothing. Yeah, and listen, in a couple of minutes we're going to take a break, and I'm just playing a fucking 12-minute George Carlin bit so we can go out and smoke, and I can remake a freshie. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm keeping the mics on, so just be quiet. Make sure we don't say anything in the studio. I don't want to hit any more buttons. Everything is working fine.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's good. It's good you're home, pal. I know what's going
to
happen
is... I'm trying to be, because I'm being as good a boy as I can. I'm trying to stay on the oxygen. I'm trying to stay, not that I'm saying indoors, but I'm just trying to be like where I'm not going to be out all the time. But I'm not like just sitting around. I'm trying to keep moving around during the day. Walking around the house, and when we do want to go out for a little bit, we take the little portable thing out, and I behave. And we, we're supposed to go to Johnny's, and I'm not trying to be like, I could tough it out. I'm a fucking guy. I'm
exactly.
You know
what? Respect it. Yeah, yeah.
You're too. I said this the other night about myself with my back issues and stuff. We're too young to be old. We're too young to be old. All of us. We've been hanging around each other for almost fucking 20 years now. We're too young to be old. So you get yourself fixed up, you get right and ready, and you'll be fine.
Beverly's been an absolute
She's a peach.
She's been great. She's
fucking
been
awesome.
Fucking nurse, and she's been on me. Like, she calls me like every fucking hour. Did you check your blood pressure? Did you check your oxygen?
That's going to wear thin in about 4 days. So tell her to pull it back a little bit. Would you stop bothering me?
But it wouldn't be a bad idea to just keep a little hidden mini camera in the kitchen just to see what the hell she's putting in your food. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm back on the Black Widow bit.
And do me a favor.
All in my fucking soup.
Yeah, yeah. And I guarantee you, John...
And she had just gotten him hang gliding lessons. No.
And I guarantee me and Johnny O will go Dutch on your medical marijuana card.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever you need.
Yeah. No, but Bev's the best. God bless. Thank God you got Bev, too.
Yeah, she's been great.
Yeah,
and,
she's awesome. She's awesome. She's been through a lot of shit herself. So she knows how to handle. She's got kids. She knows. Basically everything that that's happened in her life. She she's birthed babies and been around for a while and now you're just starting. now it's like real life stuff where you're like, all right, I'm married and I got this going on. So that's why everything stresses you out. That's what happened. That's fucking exactly what happened.
Hey, you know what?
Life stuck it right up your ass for a minute.
Yeah. And you know what? It could have been that my, you know this, and I think Johnny knows it too. I never get stressed out. I never use the phrase.
That's
stressed
a big
out.
Thing.
It's true.
That's a big thing.
This was the first time I think I've been stressed out in a long, long time, and
was that when you were angry? Is that what Kenny was talking about?
Yeah, okay.
I never really saw you angry either.
What?
Never seen you angry either, like really angry either. No, you know what I mean. Like
he was on a streak for a little bit, and it was noticeable. It was absolutely noticeable, and
it's usually an even keel. Yeah.
Yeah, it was noticeable because that day we were texting back and forth, and he's like, "Just want to make sure everything's all right. We're going to do the show." It was a Monday, a couple of Mondays ago, and I'm like, "Yeah, we're doing." He's like, "I got a lot of stuff to talk about, And then he went on his diatribe about being angry, like never in his life did he ever go after somebody in a car, but literally
he did really
three times. Three.
I
want
to hear this,
right, Joe? It was like three times.
Did he cut you? Did he cut you off, Joe? What happened? Did he cut you off? I want to hear this.
It was a succession of a couple of people.
Oh,
yeah, but the last one was we were driving up Route 23, and I had to get, I was in the middle lane, and I had to get into the right lane, right, to make a U-turn. And it was a car, you know, and I need, so I sped up a little bit so I could scoot over, you know?
Right.
And it was probably two car lengths in between me and him. And I look up, and the guy is just looking at me, and he's shaking his head back and forth like, no, like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm just looking at him like, really? And then this fucking guy takes his phone and takes a picture of my car.
Like, what's that about? What does that mean?
I don't know, but I fucking I started to pull over, and I put my hand out like, come here, you fucking faggot.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking pansy? And I, if the guy would have stopped, I would have leaped out of the car, and we were on our way to a wedding. I was in a fucking suit. I would have yanked this guy out of a car like a fucking scene from Falling Down. I swear to God, dude.
Right, right.
I was that incensed. Like, and it wasn't even my car. That's what bothered me. It was my wife's car. It's like, why are you taking a fucking picture of a car, you fucking faggot?
That's bizarre, you know? Though. Like, I mean, what do you think he's doing? Reporting it? Like aggressive driving when they have those?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Oh, okay. Like, dude, all I did was get in front so I can get over to the right lane, and I sped up enough. I didn't cut him off or anything.
I know. You startled him, so now he's pissed. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was like, at first, and he's shaking his head like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm looking, and I'm like, and I put my hands up like, what? Because I already was out of my mind. I'm like, what is your fucking problem? Then he takes a picture of me. Like, what? What, are you going to take a picture of me because I'm fucking put my hands up towards you? Like, you were afraid I was going to, I would have fucking beaten the fucking balls out of this fucking guy. I was so incensed, man. It was crazy. Oh, and even, and usually my wife, she'll just be like, all right already, shut up. You know, like after like 5 seconds of me screaming and yelling. And even she was like, ooh. You know, like she.
Yeah, essentially,
like,
she got.
Fuck?
Yeah, she got.
I've never seen this, Joe.
Yeah, she got shook up a little bit. Yeah, I remember him telling me she was like, okay, I'm not. I'm actually not the boss in this relationship.
When I told her, she was like, what the fuck?
See, that's the difference. Roz would have went, you're gonna let him get away with that? No.
Oh shit. All right, JoJo. Well, let's you know what? Let's take a break. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold on a second. Johnny O, say something. Say something.
Hello.
Hello. Say something again.
Boy, am I unoriginal.
Okay, there it is. There, I got his mic off, and then I have my mic off, and I'm going to turn those things off. And what I'm going to do is we're going to take a quick break. I got to take a leak and make a refresher. And JoJo, you hang in there. Yeah. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. I have nothing long enough because we're going to go have a smoke or whatever. I'm going
to
play.
YouTube.
What's that?
Did you go to YouTube?
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, I'm going to do a Carlin bit. Bullshit is everywhere. And okay. It's 7 minutes long. Okay.
Perfect.
So let me put this on. Let me make sure that I play this.
Yeah, that'll give me enough time to apologize to Beverly. So.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm popped up. Hold on. There it is. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, Joe Conti's here, Johnny O is here. We're going to take a quick break, but enjoy some of our favorite stuff from George Carlin. And,
the greatest.
The greatest. And this is the Conti and Kenny Show. We'll be right back.
Guys, I think you have your mics off.
No, we're on. Hold on a second. Can you hear us now?
No. I mean, you're...
How about now?
That sounds better.
Better?
Can you hear me too?
Yeah, I can hear Johnny very good.
Okay, Big Scott's is calling us, all right? Hold on a second, Joe. Let me see if I can do this. Conti,
hello?
Hey, show.
Hello?
Big Scott's.
How are you doing, Kenny? You need to turn the volume up. We can't hear you, man.
Okay, I think
He's getting somebody from Scotland calling up and kicking his ass. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's all right. We love you, really, Kenny.
Yeah.
Johnny, oh, you're a fucking legend.
How are you?
Joe,
pleasure to talk to you. A real honor, sir. A real honor.
Oh, hold on, Big Scott. Hold on for 1 second.
Joe, yeah, no problem, Kenny. No problem.
Joe Conti, can you hear us also? Joe Conti, can you hear us? No, he can't hear us either. Oh, this is so bullshit.
Boy, Kenny, can you screw up a wet dream?
Absolutely. So, Big Scott, what's going on, brother?
It's all good. It's all good.
Scott, are you a soccer fan?
Believe it or not, I think I'm missing that gene whereupon I can actually give a toss. But then I think it's because generally Scotland aren't doing too well in the international scene. But because we've got the Euro game going on, aren't we?
No, only because I just found out that did you hear about what the Russians did? They beat like 200 Russians beat up like 1,000 English. At one of those soccer games. You hear about that, Kenny? It was in Time magazine. I'm like, and Putin is kind of like encouraging, like, hey, good job. Look what happened. 200 of us can beat 1,000 of them, you know? And it's like,
well,
he's
kind of. The English football hooligans, well, you know, they should have known not to fuck with the Russians.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they put it this way, when it came to the revolution, they went through, we're just too big. We would, but then we're thinking, oh, well, we would have the revolution, but, you know.
Yeah, don't use people that use, don't mess with people that use bark as toilet paper.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Wow. Do not antagonize the Russians. How do they deal with stress? Vodka.
But they made it sound like it was pre-planned. Like they had a lot of, like they knew what they were going to do, and it was almost like an attack, and they had all this stuff with them. And there's three poor bastards in comas from this on the English side.
Dear God. Well, I tell you, I do know a thing of the football hooligans, especially the British ones, are certainly usually well organized. They will meet, and they have certain ways of dressing, Johnny.
Yeah.
And like they will recognize each other. Usually, do you know Burberry color, like the pattern?
Right, I heard of them.
Yeah, like, well, Burberry pattern stuff seemed to be like, if a guy was wearing a Burberry scarf or a Burberry baseball cap, that tend to be very much associated with soccer hooligans. So if a guy was wearing a Burberry scarf, they would know, oh, that's a guy that's in here for a bit of a fight, you know.
Right. We have something similar in Jersey. They're called Bloods and Crips.
Oh, yes. Yes. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, how do you? Yeah, that's...
Did we lose Joe Conte?
No, it says that he's still on. The Skype is still on his thing.
In other words, if we talk to someone,
I have to,
we
I'm
lose
not,
him, and then he comes back? Or that's,
yeah, no, I'm not sure how to...
Kenny, this is sad, Scott. Kenny...
People I can feel him sweating from here, and I'm in Scotland, you know. It's all right, Kenny. We love you.
It's,
you know,
the computer, sir, says that fucking yeah. Joe Conte's still on there, but I gotta like three way it. I don't know how to do it.
Maybe he's giving some Bev some a hard time, you know. Dear. A couple of weeks ago, I'm calling the guy to congratulate him on his recent wedding, you know, and now I'm congratulating him. You know, for not quite, you know, this is, you almost met St. Michael, but kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's a...
It's a funny thing. I'm like, oh my God. What have you been doing with yourself? What have you been doing with yourself?
But he looked good. I saw him yesterday, and he looked good. He just had the thing, he had like the tube, and, you know, and he had a little porta pack with him. But,
yeah.
You know, it's like, that. You realize, they say, health is health, you never miss it until you don't have it.
That's very true. That's very true. You know, the old saying goes, you know, somebody would complain about they've got a bad cough. I said, well, there's many a poor bugger in a graveyard would be grateful for that cough.
Why do I want to buy tape when I listen to him? No.
That's funny. That's funny.
I get all sorts of things. Oh, I want to do that. I hear him and I want to do this. Or I don't know what's going on. Buy some haggis, fresh haggis.
Haggis, yeah.
Caught this morning.
I saw the post your fine young lady there, with the cereal, and then
yes, she's into the cereal. I honestly, it's not like I don't feed her. We have a lasagna in the fridge, waiting to be eaten. But she just wants to live on fucking Cocoa Puffs and cookies and this.
Yeah, and there's a big giant bowl of cookies, and then it was like Captain Crunch, and then
yeah,
then she sends the next picture, and it's just a little pile of like chocolate milk at the bottom.
Right.
Absolutely. She's just been got. She's on a tear right now. We've started shopping in these other shops right now, and well, I mean, you know, Fiona was housebound for a year, you know, pretty much. But now she's out in the wheelchair and she's like leading the charge. I'm exhausted keeping up with her. Mind you, then I've got to push her home plus shopping. So, oh well, what can I say? What can I say? But I can't complain. I love it. The fact she's back on her. Well, she's on the wheels.
Good.
She's on the mend, lad. She's on the mend.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, and does that. And if she's not doing that, she's taking pictures of the cats. I don't know if you know, Kenny. You know how we had a cat called George, and I said if we get a kitten, we'll call it Otto after Otto.
Yeah.
Well, we did, and of course we posted the pictures of the two of them, and of course we told Otto's sister, and Otto's sister was delighted. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Yeah, Lona, she would love that.
She's been delighted, and she's that made her week, because I think she had to show her mother, and she does some people in the thing have not even, you know, and they've named the cat after Otto, and well, what can we do? It's
good.
Otto made me laugh a lot, you know. So I think it was the right thing to do. You know?
Yeah, it's great. No, it's absolutely great. You know, me and Johnny O go way back, and when I first started, Johnny O actually recommended me to one of my first gigs. With Joe something or other.
Oh, Joe Miller. Yeah.
No. Piccoli and Miller. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And it was, you know, I was probably up, like, you know, I probably had done stand up maybe five or six times, and mm-hmm. then me and Johnny O started doing the groove, and then it was me, Johnny O, and Otto hanging out for years. You know, oh. We'd end up somewhere, either my house or your house. It was great, but thanks for the tribute, man. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
He made a lot of us laugh, you know, and I mean, so at least for that, I'm like, yeah, you know. Besides, with the other one called George, and even though, although the irony being, our Otto's a girl, but it doesn't matter. It don't matter. She's still getting called Otto. That was her name. And
you know what's funny? I was at I did something down in Cranberry, and then I went to my folks this weekend, and I'm hanging out. And my dad, he loved Otto, and he's just asking about him, and something just popped in my head. Remember, David Copperfield has the original George at his museum, right?
You know, yeah,
you know, yeah, that's right. I've
so,
seen
that. So, just something that stuck in my head. I remember this because David Copperfield. I'm not into magic, and I knew his name, but I said to Otto, I go, "Is that?" I go, "That's not his real name, is it? Like adult, you know, like yeah, David." And then I go, "What is his name?" And Otto just looked bored and irritated and went, Hebe McJustine. In other words, I said, "What's that? Is that David? Is that his real name?" He goes, "No, Hebe McJustine."
Oh my god!
That's great. Holy.
So I'm worried now. Is Joe going to get back on or?
Yeah. It, when I clicked on Will, it put him on hold. But he's gonna call back.
I don't know if you're gonna get this reference. Kenny right now looks like Karen Black in Airport One, trying to fly the plane. You know, with the cross eyes. Kenny's just sitting there. He's not looking at
me. I really
he's
am.
Staring
there's
at,
a lot of shit. That's
he's staring
up.
At a console, and there's like 19. There's 19 different like
Will,
switchboards.
It, Will, it's been 11 years, and this is the first time I have the con. And it's not going very well, but I appreciate
you're not going to do a Deanna Troi driving the Enterprise. Two times she did it. Two movies, and she crashed both fucking times.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening.
This is like Marina Sirtis. You're not really an advocate for women drivers. You've crashed the fucking ship both times. You've run the fucking thing. There's a wee geek reference.
But she didn't ask for directions. No.
Oh, that's true. Oh, just see that there, you know. Well, what can I say? See that wee round thing? Just aim for that round planety thing. You know?
Oh, that's great. All right, well, we're going to get back to Joe. Thanks for calling in, pal.
No
it's good
problem,
to hear from
guys,
you, man.
Not a problem. Pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Catch you later, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, tell the young lady over there, keep sending pictures of breakfast.
Oh, well, dude, to keep sending pictures of breakfast. That's enough for you.
Fucking Will, you're great, brother. You're great, man. I hope to get over. I hope to cross the pond, man. Me and you were having a pint together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Gentlemen, I'll catch you later. You get back to a regularly scheduled Joe Conte, all right?
Yeah, he's going to heal up. It'll be just fine.
Right, blow him a kiss for me. Right, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Will.
Be good, brother.
Right.
All right, that's Big Scott's. Big Scott's Will. Great fan of the show and stuff. Now, let's see if we can call Joe Conte. Let's see. Joe Conte's ringing. Yeah.
You are really sad at that.
I really am.
What's funny to me is I would be completely useless, but you're damn near as...
It really is. It really is. JoJo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's back. Can everyone...
Now was he
can
there?
Everyone, no. It had him on hold. I went to Big Scott's.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And it put him on hold, and I didn't know how to connect the
I
two
got you. Okay.
Channels. Right, Joe? You couldn't hear anything, could you?
No, I was just listening on the website.
Okay, because it shut off. It shut you off. It muted you. Or whatever. I don't know.
You there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here we go. All right, now I got it. I had something else playing in my ear. Yes, I'm good.
All right.
See, even Joe's doing something else.
He really is, yeah. At least he's not falling asleep. It's a Monday.
No, I'm good.
Joe's following the Met game. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Cespin has just tripled, so he doesn't have anything to do with us.
It's hard to follow a Scottish guy, you know?
I know, really. Can I ask a question? When did the Mets get Rays?
2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Rays. I think he's still in the... he's playing like a couple games in there.
He's in Brooklyn.
Right.
Yeah, he's playing in Brooklyn. Him up.
I didn't realize he beat his wife.
Yeah.
Domestic violence.
I think 52-game... suspension he got.
So that was from last year then?
Yeah, because he hasn't played yet this year.
So basically it's the Mets that took him or nobody, huh? Or what's that about?
I don't know. I think
the Rockies...
That's what I'm reading. The Rockies are still paying him $36 million.
They had almost $40 million left on his contract, and they were sick of him. They're like, just get away.
So it's a fire sale. They just wanted him out.
He's a shortstop, and they...
and they might
want
to move him to third. Right.
Well, he's going to play third.
He was miserable there.
Yeah.
He was miserable. He went to Toronto. He went to the Marlins, got the huge contract.
Right.
Marlins sent him to Toronto. Toronto sent him to Colorado, and he was miserable. So the Rockies, they have that guy, the kid Story. His name,
right.
last name is
okay.
Story.
Yeah.
Who's a fucking animal.
All right, but let me ask you something. When did this story hit? Was it when he was with the Rockies? About the domestic?
A couple of days ago. Yeah. Well, it's a couple of days ago. Where?
No. But he got the penalty. I mean.
Last year.
So that was the 56 games because of the last. So when he was with the Rockies is when it came out.
Exactly.
That he was,
Yeah, it was last year. And then it was finally, the Rockies were like, you know what? What they're doing is they're fire sailing because what happens is if the Mets take them, the Rockies will get a draft pick or something like that.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so there's something in it for them, too.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's a great deal for the Mets.
Mets, they're going to pay him, I think it's like $480,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
A part of his salary. The Rockies pay the rest of it,
right.
But they get a...
they'll get something.
Some draft pick or something later on. Okay. Yeah. It's funny. Joe, Big Scott's was talking about how I'm trying to fly the ship.
Yes.
Just a news story. There was a guy, and he was talking about Star Trek. And in the new Star Trek movies, there's a guy, his last name was Yelchin, I believe. Yelchin or something like that.
Yeah,
the
actor.
He died.
Right.
Do you know how, like, they said he died in a car accident.
It wasn't. The car rolled over him.
He was getting his mail.
Yeah, isn't that horrible?
The motherfucker.
He
had a Jeep, right? And he was in the Hollywood Hills, wherever he lived. And he had a Jeep, and like a Grand Cherokee or something. And there was a recall.
It's supposed to be in park, and it was moving.
Exactly.
And now they're going to say it's going to be a huge lawsuit.
Yeah. We're like the where you put it in park or neutral or something like that. The way it's designed, the recall is that you don't know if it's in park or if it's in neutral because it's, you know, park, neutral, reverse, drive, one, two, three, you know.
Yeah, and they said it was confusing. They were too close to each other.
Too close. Everyone wants to make it all fancy now. So the guy is going down his driveway. He thinks he puts it in park. He goes to his mailbox
and
the fucking Grand Cherokee is behind him, tumbling down the hill, and then it smashed him into an embankment, like a stanchion where his mailbox was. So he died from his own car not being in park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that motherfucker could, you know, he was in Star Trek, and you can't drive a Cherokee. I'm here with fucking four computers and
buttons.
He
played Chekhov, right?
So, something like yeah. He was fucking a power station of fucking Star Trek, and he died from a Grand Cherokee attack.
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Yeah, you know, kids are sitting lakeside in Orlando, and they're getting eaten by alligators, and this guy is like, you know, probably you know minutes beforehand, he's like, that kid was stupid. He shouldn't have went in that lake, and then here he is getting killed by his own fucking driverless car. Exactly. What a way to fucking go! What a way to go! Think about it. You know, if there's all the ways, like, you know, like, just think about everything you do all day long is you basically you do everything you can not to die. It really is. You live. You survive. You eat because you need it. You drink because you need it. You know, water and all that kind of stuff, because if you don't, you're going to die. You put your seatbelt on. You live your life in a certain way where you don't do stupid things anymore when you get to a certain age. So to prevent dying,
he drove everybody else, because they had a party for some kind of a premiere, I guess, for the new Star Trek or something.
Yeah.
He drove because he was the designated driver. All the other people get lit up, and then gets crushed by his car getting the mail.
He's going to get his electric bill. The fucking water company killed the fucking Star Trek dude. It really is. Like, just think about it. You know, you try to do
everything. I hope there was at least one important piece of mail in there. It wasn't all junk, you know, because you could have waited a day, you know. It's like you had to get it. It's like, when it's your time, it's your time.
Yeah,
this
cocksucker gets his insides ripped apart because he's trying to get his Kohl's cash.
Exactly.
Or his Pet Boys
clearinghouse fucking letter.
yeah
Oh shit.
It really, like, you know, like, you sit there and think about it. You know, I've had a lot of people die of, you know, disease or whatever. My uncle in a car crash, you know, he was hit by a drunk driver. But you try to live life where you just don't die. Because, listen, right now, any one of us can sit there in a car and go, you know what? I'm going to go and take out a bus stop with this car.
Yep.
I could kill anybody, but you
don't.
Oh,
was that girl that did it at a parade? Remember that?
She drove a mile and a half.
Just she had a bad day and she decided to take a bunch of people out.
And you do, and you're like, you know what? I've done everything good. I'm going to go to the parade with the family.
Yeah.
And then some cunt, you know, in a VW Bug decides to go ape shit, and then you're out. Or you don't put the thing in park. You know, how about the people with the Hondas? I have a Honda, and the ones, they're sitting there driving, they're doing like 70 miles an hour, and out of nowhere, the airbag goes off. And the metal part, the aluminum casing of the airbag, that was the big thing.
It hits you in the temple. And
it hits, exactly. It goes through your eyes and through your brain, you're dead. You're just sitting there cruising along, listening to Billy Joel, you know, or a fucking Beatles White Album, and your airbag goes off at 70 miles an hour, and you're dead. So what the fuck are we all doing this for? What's the sense?
It's a crapshoot. It really is. You know what? It made that more clear to me than anything. Without getting maudlin, but right after 9/11, I met this guy he was an old guy with a crew cut, white hair. His son got shit canned from Cantor. Nobody talks
Cantor
about
Fitz,
this.
Yeah.
Cantor Fitzgerald fired 70 people on Monday, September 10th.
No
get
shit.
Get out of here.
And he was one of the people that got shit canned, so he didn't go to work the next day. Isn't that crazy?
Well,
and the thing is,
anybody was at Cantor, they were all gone.
They were gone.
And yeah, they lost like 86 people or something.
But
like
what
that
bothers me about that, and I don't care if I get on a list for saying this, but the guy that owned the place, his name is like Ludnick, and I didn't like him. He came off like a jerk. He lost his brother that day, but when he was on TV, the last thing he said was, he goes, I just hope people keep buying bonds. This is what he said on like September 11th, like, or September 12th. So September 10th, only an asshole fires people on a Monday. You do it on a Friday, so they have a weekend.
On a Monday.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
I was arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, but you really...
On a Tuesday, they locked me up in jail.
Kenny's going to do Johnny Cash.
I got stripes. Stripes around my shoulders.
No, but the point is, it's like you get fired on a Friday. You know, if you have any heart, you fire them on a Friday. So at least they have the weekend to grasp this and get their
couple of days and
he shit canned them on a Monday. But the joke is,
they made him come in on a Monday to fire.
But those 70 people didn't go in on Tuesday. So they went from, oh my God, my life is ruined, I just got fired,
to the greatest thing ever.
Holy shit, everybody's gone. All my friends, everybody I work with. Wow.
What are we, what are we doing this for then? You know, what,
yeah,
why,
it's
why,
true.
You know, why do we do that? And I know you lost a couple of people, very, you know, close people. You still go to the memorials 10, you know, 15 years later. You know, you do that all the time. And just think about it. You know, someone, you know, someone's got Legionnaire's disease and like, I'm not going to work tomorrow. And then, you know, fucking Arab, two Arabs, you know, crash planes into a building. But, you know, you put the car in park. You don't know it's in park. You think it's in park, and then, boom, you're sitting there looking at your fucking, you know. And no one writes letters anymore, so he wasn't getting anything from his sweetheart, you know. It's not the Civil War, you know, where we're I'm just here, and I'm the, you know.
I have to check the mail. It might be an important wire.
Yeah.
From.
There's no reason to check the mail anymore. Everything's done over the internet, you know. Don't check the mail, but fucking it offed them.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's almost, what are the couple of other stupid deaths. There's, you know, like, what is it? A couple of them, those vapors,
Vapor cigarettes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dying
they're having
from that?
Yeah, because they're fucking, the lithium batteries inside are exploding as they're inhaling.
Oh, my God.
It. Yeah,
and what does it do?
Literally, it's I don't know how many people have died, but it's literally blown their jaw off.
Christ, I heard of that.
Yeah. You're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm not going to smoke because I don't want cancer. So let me lose my bottom draw. So now I got to eat now Cheerios like a hungry hippo.
Now I'm going to be on the pea soup diet the rest of my life.
Yeah. You just got to stab at it like a broom when you're trying to eat, you know, mac and cheese.
The stupidest thing I heard, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but there's a documentary called Blackfish about the orcas and how badly they're treated.
Yeah.
This one particular orca took out three different handlers, and they kept them and kept doing the shows.
Yep, well,
and they hushed it up.
Yeah.
So they're finally, if you heard, in 2019, they're going to phase out all orcas. You're never going to be able to go to those shows again. And you know what? Good. I never went to one. Who the hell? You know, it's creepy to me watching a big, giant animal that's called a killer whale being trained to, like, you know, balance the ball
they're
on his nose.
They're one of the smartest mammals, like elephants or something.
But
and you've got them in a tank.
Take your kids to the fucking park.
Robert Klein has a great joke. One of his classic HBO specials where he's like, I can't stop my leg.
Remember
when he's playing harmonica? Yeah. And he has a great line. I'm not doing it any justice. I don't remember exactly. But he goes, yeah, I was swimming with the dolphins in their natural habitat, the Hyatt in Maui.
Yeah.
Like some dolphin, you know, the master of the seas sits there and wants to sit there and go, oh, I live in a tank. I'm going around in circles. You know, who are these humans? You know, anytime there's kind of an animal attack, it's your fucking problem. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wait, let me just say this. Yeah. So in that movie, one of the deaths was a stoned guy who hung out. He hid in the park. When it closed, he came out. And he was on something, and he wanted to swim with the orca. And this is what they found the next day. He was dead, you know, every bone in his body was battered, but the orca ate his genitals. Bit off his genitals, but that's it. Didn't eat him. Like, in other words, a killer whale.
I've dated her.
It just didn't. No, but took the bite. That's it. But also beat the hell out of him. But, I mean, what a way to go. The guy snuck into a tank with an orca and then gets his genitals bit off and gets the crap. You think there's some point when he was sobering up in that pool, like, this was a bad idea.
Yeah, where he's floating around and the orca, you know, grabs his leg, pulls him down underneath, like, and he finally he breaks the water.
Oh, and buck naked, by the way.
Yeah.
He took off all his clothes and went into the pool with the orca.
Well, that's like a fishing lure. That's what he's doing. Yeah, he's fucking fly fishing with
his nuts. Why don't you just put butter on your skin before you
And you know what? I've heard a male's genitals are an orca delicacy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they pay a lot.
Orca delicacy?
Yeah, it comes from Russia.
Spaghetti
together?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there was another one. Oh, shit. Last night I was talking to my mother.
You're talking about crazy deaths? No.
Real quick. We're getting back to that because I have a couple more things. But the Olive Garden, cringeworthy shit.
Right.
They're having a special on pasta. Yeah. And they're like, come down to Olive Garden. It's a spaghetti together because everyone's eating spaghetti. Fucking spaghetti together.
Yeah.
But just anyway, you know, if you want to, if you're an orca, you want to prove a point, bite his dick off and, you know, swallow that shit and just leave him floating in the water. Anytime anybody jumps into a fucking gorilla cage,
yeah,
or
I know,
a fucking
language, I have no sympathy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just the way he went. I was like, Jesus, it just made me, I didn't feel sorry. I didn't, I actually felt sorry for the lunatic. You know what I heard? He was buck naked and his genitals were bit off, off and he was just like battered.
So stupid. So stupid. It's like we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, was that they have that that show Alone on, I think it's Discovery Channel or History Channel. And what it is that there's a remote island in Alaska.
Oh, okay. And they
there's like 12 people. There's only 4 left right now.
Right.
But they're like 7 or 8 miles apart. Yeah. And whoever wins, $500,000. And the funniest thing was, they had a scene where it was a black guy. And he was a military veteran. And he goes, you know what? He's like, you know what? $500,000 will change my family's life. He's like, I'll do whatever it takes. Guy gets there. The guy wasn't there 7 hours. And he saw 2 big piles of bear shit. And he fucking called him before the sun went down. He's like, I'm not fucking dealing with this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because black people are smart. They're like, I'm not fucking dealing with this. Because all the other ones are like, "They're hey, bear." They just sit there going, hey, bear. Hey, bear. Trying to make noise. You know? I'm going there loaded like the fuck, you know. I'm gonna if I go to a remote island, I'm gonna have so many fucking weapons just in case. When you go to a remote island, you have to think that you're gonna. It's a bear army,
Yeah,
or some kind of army of some kind of fucking whoever, locals or whatever. So you have to be armed to the gills in order to survive that shit.
There was a documentary.
White-ass Brent just put in the chat room. They're masturbating an orca.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's valuable stuff.
Yeah. That's where you got to. Well, if you eat enough human balls,
keep your wrist up.
Jesus. Oh boy!
God.
Oh boy! And speaking of animals, too, this is another thing. In my house, now I got Joe Pig Daniels, what's his name? Tomato plants. My mother came over last night, and
Pignatano.
Joe Pignatano, that's what it is. And my mother came over, and she brought. I got squash. I got basil. I got parsley. I got a garden on my deck, on my back deck.
Good for you.
And I got to make a little plot. But in my backyard, you've been in my house.
Yes.
Behind is the big field and everything.
Right.
And these people, there's this one family. It's like 4 or 5 houses down. And they have this, like, sheepdog. You know the dogs that wrangle the sheep? You know, or it's like Australian, whatever the terrier is, whatever.
A sheepdog.
No, it's a sheep. It looks like it's like black with the white on the chest.
White and black, furry, big.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's a sheepdog.
A sheep herd dog. And this dog, they go out. 17 different people walk this dog. Every day it's somebody different, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting out there yesterday and I'm getting my stuff ready because my mother's coming over. So I'm like, all right, let me make everything ready. So when the plants come, she's coming over at night and then I can build my little planter boxes on the deck for the parsley and shit. And then I got to put the tomatoes in the ground. So I'm digging holes or whatever. And I see these people walk this dog and he fucking catches frisbees and all kinds of shit.
Right.
Right. So I'm sitting there, and I had a couple of spritzes by this time, because, you know, yard work, you need a couple of beers, and it's hot out.
Can I just say, Joe, get back soon, because I can't control him. The traffic cop needs to be here. Within 2 minutes, he's going to be talking about his bar mitzvah.
That he never had.
Yeah.
So this is an Irish sheepdog, or a Scottish sheepdog, whatever it is. Whatever it is. The motherfucker, the dog is by like center field, and he's by shortstop because that's where the field is.
Right, right.
He's got a fucking full blown fucking flute
in his mouth.
He's playing the flute.
Dog is. Oh, the guy.
The guy.
Oh, the guy. The sheep.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah. And I'm digging.
The happy wanderer.
I'm digging a hole. You know, in 95 degree weather, half cocked. And I sit there. I look up at his. And I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And he's.
What is that? What is Johnny come marching home?
Yeah, yeah, Are you trying to get the snakes out of Ireland or fucking walk the dog?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he literally, he's by the shortstop and the dog is in
Piper,
center.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, and that's to get the dogs to round the dogs?
I don't know what the fuck he was doing. But I'm like, this is the fucking weirdest thing I ever saw lately.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Was he wearing lederhosen? No. What the
He was, like, listen, when I tell you, it's weird, it's art, but there's so many different people that walk this dog, and it's obviously one of those sheep herder dogs.
So what do you think? There's a family of, like, 50 that are, like...
I don't know, but, you know, I try to be personable, too, because I'm always on the deck, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Or they'll do it at, like, dusk, and when night comes out, and I'll have my back porch light on, and I'm like, hey...
Can you play a little louder? We have some rats in here.
I'll tell them, I'm like, hey, watch out, the foxes are, because there's fox in that field. And, you know, I don't want them to get in a scrap or there's skunks.
Right, right, right.
And I'll be like, hey, there's a skunk over there. And they just don't fucking pay attention to me. They're
right.
So impersonable. They're a bunch of fucking jerk-offs. I'm trying to give them a heads up on the skunks or the foxes. And then I see this, you know, it's a there's one young girl with a phone. She, you know, sits there. She can't even look up. And,
And Kenny's wondering if she plays the flute. Here.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you still there?
We just lost Joe.
Yeah, Skype. Hold on a second.
There's something to your story, though.
Yeah,
the guy playing the flute.
They're playing the fucking
flute.
That's
a little creepy. It's one of those, you know, what was he doing? Well, he was playing the flute. And they're going to go,
Yeah, like, well,
Maybe we'll have a steak.
I never saw him. I've seen this dog for a couple of years. I've seen him for, you know, he's been around for a couple of years, you know, running around and stuff and catching frisbees and shit. And the fucking guy's playing a flute. What the fuck are you doing? Son of a bitch, we lost Joe. It said the computer's not working.
You're a well-oiled machine, Kenny. I'm
Johnny O, I swear.
Can you imagine how pathetic it would be? I can only say, you know, you're impressive to me. I'm impressed.
Thank you for your.
That's not saying a lot, but yeah, I'm impressed. He's got the air conditioning on, and the mics work, so I'm impressed.
Yeah. And of course, you can hear the hum of the air conditioner in the background. It's great, great audio. Yeah.
Oh, I heard a ding. The muffins are done.
Oh, I'm trying to get Joe back. Joe, call back, you fuckface.
Joe, please call back.
Yeah. He's not giving much anyway. He's sitting there.
We're about 2 minutes from Kenny putting on a Charlie Callis 12-minute tape. And so I said,
and I said, JoJo, you got to call back. And then, shit. All right, until he calls back. We lost him. He probably bailed out on his own. He's like, fuck
I know. He's like,
I'm out.
I have a slight illness. I'll blame it on that.
Yeah.
Do you have a horse in this race, Kenny, with the election? Do you care?
I have no. I couldn't
Same here.
Care
I
less.
Couldn't care less.
I could not care less. Because,
I don't like either of them. I really don't. I really could go really hardcore hating. But what scares me is it seems like a lot of people, they think that there's got to be a choice. So if you hate one, you got to
go
the other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, no, hate both. You know, it's like.
The problem with it now is basically is because, you know, like I talked to my father and all these other people, my mother.
He's old school?
Yeah, Trump? Yeah. And they're like, you know what? The world's fucked up. Let's fucking fix
yeah,
it. You
we,
know?
Need, we need a change. Yeah.
And Trump ain't the dude.
I know.
And I've said this before where I'm like, all right, if you want change, then go, find Republican Party, find somebody. Find somebody that's worth it. You
yeah.
know, don't just hold on a second. Son of a bitch!
You still don't know what to do. I feel bad. Right now, Conti knows exactly what button you have to push, and he can't get through to you to tell you.
He's trying to call in. Yeah, he just texted me. He's trying to call in. Come on, non-productive is. Son of a bitch. I know. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Kenny, I can't mock you because can you imagine me? Oh, shit.
I don't know if the internet went down. Can everyone hear us in the chat room still? Is that all right? Can you still hear us?
Can they?
I think so.
Okay, I'll wing it for a second. This is the truth. This is how computer illiterate I am. When I bought my car, they took a picture of me, and like a week later, they mailed it to me, and it was a mouse pad. And it was a picture of me with my car on a mouse pad. And I swear to God, I thought it was a jar opener. I used it to open pickles.
The old school. Like, remember those days?
Exactly. I'm like, boy, it's awful thick. And then somebody's like, no, that's a mouse pad. And then,
that's what we used to have. Yeah, when I was growing up.
Remember from XSO?
Yeah.
A gas station would always give them away.
Right. Yeah. It was a little thing. It was probably about the size of, a little bit bigger than a piece of toast.
Right.
And that's how you open mayo.
With the SO Tiger or somebody. That's what I thought it was. I said, boy, it's thick, though. But it worked good because it was big and it was thick.
Oh, that's great. That's a fun. It really is true.
That's true. You know that. Now married with